Hello and welcome to a week three edition of the LA Fantasy Freaks. Of course, Carlos Saisu here alongside a little bit of a new cast refreshing for week three. Of course, we got Michael Bailey. We got Clayton Wagner.
Hey.
And joining us also this week is Ryan Bailey. Yes, related to Michael Bailey. Yeah, we are the LA Fantasy Freaks. Follow us on Twitter at LA Fantasy Freaks. Also on Facebook, LA Fantasy Freaks. We're brought to you by SmackChat.com. Guys, let's start off with some breaking news.
What's that breaking news, Carlo?
Breaking news, a rare NFL in-season trade. Trent Richardson from the Browns going to the Colts. Guys, your reaction.
That's huge. That's big time. Carlo and I looked up some of the in-season trades before that, and this by far is probably one of the biggest ones.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with that. But Trent Richardson going to the Colts, I mean, let's see how it goes, but he gets injured. He gets injured all the time.
I think that really helps Andrew Luck, really. I think they need to work on the offensive line a little bit, but that'll come. And the best part is that the quarterback and running back they have now in their backfield are very cheap. They're on the rookie pay scale, the new rookie pay scale.
I like how you said, Bailey, big benefits, of course, for Andrew Luck. Colts offense, unless you're the owner of Ahmad Bradshaw, you're not happy with this. Interesting, though, to see the reaction of the Colts just with the loss of Vic Ballard, who came in to camp as their second running back. Pick up Trent Richardson. He comes in the drafts, probably picked 10th overall from what I was seeing.
About, yeah.
How does that move up Trent Richardson's value?
You know, that's a good question. I would say it has to move up a little bit. He's coming into a much better offense, and it just helps the whole team. And he might lose some touches, but his overall average might be going up. Like we said, the offensive line really needs to step it up for the Colts.
And, of course, when we're talking about Andrew Luck, the benefit for Luck is defense has something else to pay attention to besides the passing game. And just when you thought life could be bad for you, you can also be a Cleveland Browns fan. What do you do if you're a Cleveland Browns fan? And for people who are scrambling to pick up a Browns running back, what should they do?
Well, luckily for Cleveland, I mean, they're used to, you know, sucking. The city itself has just been through so much misery. I think they're kind of used to it by now.
Hey, maybe they pick up LeBron James as a running back. Yeah, he's available right now.
Right. Something.
Yeah, definitely.
So their number one offensive weapon is Jordan Cameron.
Definitely.
Who's Jordan Cameron?
Jordan Cameron. I've been high on him all season long. Former USC Trojan, now the star of the Browns offense because as a tight end, being coached by Rob Chudzinski, a former tight ends coach and now the head coach of the Browns. But when you look in the backfield, who benefits? Right now on the roster, they have Chris Ogbonnaya, who kind of plays a fullback position, and Bobby Rainey, a guy that not many people have heard about. 2 years in the league, coming out of Western Kentucky, I believe, and hasn't really got to play a professional game, at least this season.
No, he did well. Okay, I remember he had at least one good game last year when Trent was out. And then we know nothing about Rainey. And, you know, what about McGahee? We'll see what that happens. He still has to pass his physical.
Yeah, Ryan, you mentioned that earlier. Rumors of, or actually reports, of Willis McGahee being brought in and taking a physical in the morning. Could be a Cleveland Brown in by the end of the day. Who are you guys picking between those three? McGahee, Ogbonnaya, and Rainey.
Well, definitely in this next coming week, it's going to be Rainey. He's the backup running back. You know, even if they bring in Willis McGahee, if he passes his physical, which he came off a major injury from last year, you know, he won't be ready for another 2 weeks.
Good call, yeah.
He won't be ready for another 2 weeks. I mean, Rainey will definitely get the week one start, so pick him up now before you miss out on that.
I mean, isn't that such a Cleveland Browns move, though? You pick up a running back who's been washed up, coming off a huge injury.
Yeah, well, they're desperate again, is what it is.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say desperate. They put themselves in a situation to need to fill their more depth at that position, obviously.
You know what situation they put themselves in? The Johnny Manziel situation.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're aiming for that first round pick.
They are.
I mean, that's what you got to do, though. You got to just tank.
You're right.
They're not going anywhere now.
So they have two first round picks, which is good for them. And so you got Teddy Bridgewater, Johnny Football, and Clowney, a beast in South Carolina.
Oh yeah,
a defensive player. So that's it's gonna be really interesting for the Browns.
Ryan, I like what you said about Rainey. Rainey actually came in scoring two preseason finale touchdowns for the Baltimore Ravens, and he was listed as the third running back for Baltimore behind Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce. Surprising a lot of Baltimore fans, he was actually cut, and Cleveland took advantage and picked him up.
I mean, obviously you can't get any playing time behind Ray Rice. Yeah. So, you know, Norv Turner knows what he's doing. So he brought in Rainey immediately and was like, you know, give the boy a chance. He doesn't like Trent Richardson. He wanted him gone. Probably immediately. They're in a rebuilding season, and if you want to keep losing games and get Johnny Manziel, then yeah, get rid of your best player. I mean,
I say go for it.
Go for
yeah.
it. Yeah, Maurice Jones-Drew is probably going to get traded here next week, huh?
No, we'll see. But you mentioned guys that Norv Turner doesn't like, maybe Richardson, but a guy that Norv Turner might like, who his Chargers may have been victimized by, is Willis McGahee. And you look at not just the now current offensive coordinator Norv Turner, but the head coach. We mentioned Chudzinski. He was the offensive coordinator in Miami 2001 to 2003 when Willis McGahee was his running back.
Mm. It's funny how it just comes around, you know? It's yeah. just like in any other sport, you know, you get the players that you know you trust or know or you, they know your system. And that's I'm actually really curious about that. How much different is Chuck's system when he was in Miami compared to now, and you know, how much is Willis going to be able to pick up in that first week? I'm sure he'll be able to pick up a lot. He's been in the league for, you know, 9 years or so. So that should be the easy part. The question is McGahee's legs.
Yeah, it's like maintaining a relationship. You know, you quit a job, but you want to
exactly
be good with your past employer.
Exactly.
Because you don't know when down the line something will pop up.
And McGahee isn't young, so we'll see. We'll see. I don't think this is going to be figured out this week, but take a few weeks and we'll find
but
out.
It's fun for us to yes, talk about and think about and all that. It's good times.
I think we can agree it's not Ogbonnaya, though.
Yes.
All right, moving on. Back to your normal programming. Let's talk about the freak of the week. Looking back at week two, let's all hail to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback, 34 for 42, 480 yards. Average of 11.4 a pass, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Guys, what stuck out to you to the Cheesehead star?
He was Aaron Rodgers again. That's what he does. I mean, no turnovers. You're going to win a game every time with no turnovers, and if you're having 80% completion. But with 4 sacks going up against Cincinnati's D, that's a tough defense right there. And you're away, you got to let those sacks come down. Or the ball's going to get turned over.
It is. It's going to be rough for him. However, you know, we say that about, you know, someone like Eli Manning, and that jerk puts up so many interceptions, and then he puts up so many points for you. So it's really difficult. But, yes, I can see Aaron Rodgers just going throughout, you know, his normal routine, distributing the ball to many different people. It's always a guess. And then with Eddie Lacy's injury, you know, hopefully James Starks can kind of help Rodgers out a little bit against that stout defensive line Cincinnati has.
Yeah, I mean, Jordy Nelson, Jermichael Finley, they're doing their thing right now. So, you know, they're feeling good. I think they'll help him out regardless if he's having a poor game or not.
Mm, definitely. Healthy is being the key right now. If they are not healthy, those wide receivers, Aaron Rodgers is going to have a hard time trying to find someone out there. But he's amazing. He's just by far the best quarterback we've ever seen. I mean, we love Peyton Manning and everything, but Aaron Rodgers is just doing great stuff out there.
Hey, I mean, he was, the first quarterback in most mock drafts picked?
Definitely.
Yeah, and he's just proven
right.
He's proven it.
He's an all-pro professional for real life and for our fantasy world.
California bred.
So on the other end of the spectrum, we have the What the Freak of the Week. We got a list again. I don't know what it is, Bailey, but we're ending up with lists of guys who just made you say, WTF, what the freak? Who do you got, Bailey?
We got... Well, barring any injuries, you got your automatics. The guys who put up almost 30 points last week, or 30 points in some of your leagues. You got AP, AJ Green, And then you got a little bit lower. You got Breeze and Brady put up about 10 to 15 for you this past week. But you got to expect more from Breeze and Brady. You know, those guys are your first quarterbacks taken. You're taking them higher than a lot of other quarterbacks. And there might have been a few others that really got that, but those are the four major ones that are big-time all-pro guys that really hurt you this last week. They hurt me, definitely.
Yeah, I needed a Monday night miracle from A.J. Green, but the Steelers' defense, which was the only positive for them, had full-on coverage on A.J. Green. And because of that, I'm pissed at A.J. Green. Of course, I can't do anything about it. There's a reason why I picked him up in the first round. Adrian Peterson, I'm not happy with too.
No, not at all.
26 carries, yeah. 100 yards in the ESPN Standard League. That's just 8 points. He's had 100-point games against the Bears, but he's also had touchdowns coming with it. And this is Adrian Peterson. You expect nothing but the best.
Right. And, you know, hopefully he'll have a bounce-back week against Cleveland.
I mean, that first play of the season, he went, right? What, 80 yards for the TD?
Got you real excited.
Yeah, got you real excited.
It all goes downhill.
Right. And all of a sudden, everyone who had that first pick is just laughing at the rest of the league. And now who's laughing now, you know?
Right.
I had the 10th pick, and now I'm laughing at whoever had our first
pick.
You're
right. AP had that great game. Lynch did bad. Richardson didn't do well. McCoy was really the only other back that did amazing. Everyone else, Spiller, garbage games.
Yeah.
And now AP, you know, comes back with this. But like I said, I'm sure against Cleveland he'll have a bounce back game.
Yeah, I mean, we were just bagging on Cleveland, so it might be right.
We'll just kick them while they're down.
Yeah, yeah. It might be only right that we jinx them and Cleveland just shuts them down.
Yeah, shut up, Clay. Get out of here.
Hey.
Enough dwelling on week two. Let's look ahead to week three. Time for the matchups. Kansas City at Philadelphia. First, talk about the out of fantasy expectations for this game. Andy Reid coming back to a very familiar place for him, huh?
Yeah.
So Andy Reid, now coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, first time visiting the Philadelphia Eagles, where he kind of made a name for Michael Vick, too.
Well, this is the first time as a head coach he's ever had to go back to a place. You know, he went back to Green Bay, but he wasn't the head coach at Green Bay. So it's going to be very exciting for him. It's just different. You know, it'll be new for him.
I just want to see DeSean Jackson play, man. He's exciting out there, isn't he? He's just amazing. And Shady McCoy, that team is just so fast. That is just the greatest thing to watch right now. And who doesn't want to see Andy Reid just get something thrown at him, like a beer or soda?
Well, we were talking about that before. Yeah. You know, what do you think? If he's going to get something thrown at him, what's it going to be? I said a hot dog.
I say a baby.
A baby.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. These Philly fans are crazy.
Yeah, they are. No, you're right.
I mean, Philly fans threw snowballs at Santa Claus on Christmas, so... Of course.
So what's taking someone's baby and throwing it in? Nothing.
It's only a baby.
It's only a baby, man.
Exactly. Well, Ryan, I'm glad you brought up the Philadelphia offense. We talked about this, Bailey, and Bailey, you were kind of skeptical. Not kind, really skeptical about the Philadelphia offense.
Are they
for real now? Are you convinced?
Fantasy-wise, most definitely. Mm. Especially because their defense has been so bad that they have to put up these amount of points. But definitely, I would say more Vic. McCoy... You know, you kind of knew he was going to be solid with his speed, but Vic and DeSean Jackson getting back into it, and, you know, DeSean looks really good out there. They're probably all very healthy, and that's actually a little side note. That's one thing Vic is so excited about is Chip Kelly's it's like a scientific system he put together. It's about recovery, and they say they feel fine. The recovery is so important that putting up this many plays and going that fast is fine with them. They feel good after the first two games.
I mean, Vic is so slept on. You know, in 2004, 2005, he was that cheat code in Madden. Everyone played with Vic back in the day. And then he had the situation where he was out for a couple years. And he comes back, and he's kind of slept on. And, I mean, he's amazing still. He's 33. I mean, he's old. I mean, he's Bailey's age. But, I mean, you know, he's still just doing his thing.
Yeah, but his speed and his intelligence and his will to compete have kept him, because he had a bad year last year, but that keeps him going this year.
Right, yeah. And that offense with Chip Kelly, you know, he can come out. He put up 33 points in our league last week, and I had him on the bench.
Right, that does not. That does not put a smile on your face.
I'm sleeping on him, too. So.
That's the best right there.
Yeah.
Madden's the best way to describe this offense.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought up the bench, because I want to ask you guys, when is it time to make Michael Vick, who most likely is maybe the second quarterback you picked, your first? There's some guys out there that are struggling. Cam Newton comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Tony Romo. Guys like Michael Vick and even Phillip Rivers, who are now stepping up and being surprising quarterbacks this season. When is it time to make them your starting quarterback?
Now, right? Ryan, what do you think? You just have to go with it?
Right now, you got to start Michael Vick. You got to start Michael Vick right now. Everyone's healthy. Everyone's looking good. They're looking sleek. They're looking sexy. They're pimping out there.
Ryan.
You got to give him.
Give me a couple quarterbacks you would not start Michael Vick over right now.
I mean, Cam Newton especially. They don't know
no,
what.
No, not start.
Not start? So if I had like a...
Like the obvious ones.
Oh, like yeah, Matt,
I got a question.
Matt,
I got Kaepernick and Vick.
Ooh.
That's so I'm in a little pickle right now.
That's
you know?
A good question.
I still go with Michael Vick. Yeah. I mean, Michael Vick, he's the sexy guy. He's been there forever.
You're right.
He's the one who's going to get it
and,
to
and
Deshaun.
And I went Cap week one, and it went
amazing
for me. Yeah. And week two, it completely screwed me. So
do you put Vick right under Manning, Rodgers, Breeze?
Which Manning are we talking about?
Archie, okay.
Clay.
I'm trying to get witty over here, you know?
Good job. I would put him underneath. I would say right now Vic has to be a top five.
I say so. I mean, seriously. I mean, even Aaron Rodgers has got problems on the offensive line. So does Peyton Manning. Like, Vic does not. This is the first time he's had a very nice offensive line that is just beasting for them because they're having fun. And maybe not this year, but the next year he'll even be better because that offense that Chip Kelly is trying to run right now is gonna look pretty nice here in a couple years.
Who did Philly play in week one? It was the Redskins, right?
Yes, the Redskins.
Okay, so
shock the world.
One of their six games that they play in their division is done. So they have five more games out of 14 that are going to be against defenses that don't look pretty good. So that's another reason to put him in the start. He's still got a bunch of good games to go that are not against great defenses at all.
You know, I think the thing with Vic is he's so consistent. It doesn't matter what matchup you're getting him in. Like for instance, I had Kaepernick, and it's really going to be a matchup thing with him.
Yeah,
obviously,
is,
at home, he's going to be way better on the road. But with Vic, I think you're going to get consistent points. And like that.
Well, from that one elite quarterback to another, let's look on to our next matchup. Green Bay at Cincinnati. Aaron Rodgers, we talked about him. Freak of the week. Now going against a tougher Bengals defense. What do you guys see?
I see Aaron Rodgers continue, but it'll be much more difficult. It'll come down. You're looking to try to get points in the fourth quarter. Instead of knowing all your points Aaron Rodgers already has by the third quarter, you're going to have to see him go into the fourth quarter and maybe actually throw up another touchdown pass to win this game, which is something, you know, we kind of want, you know, as fantasy owners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you get minus points, though, for sacks, I mean, you're looking at like a five-sack game here. They're going to bring pressure, pressure, pressure. And that's what the Cincinnati D does. They want to attack Aaron Rodgers.
I definitely won't disagree on the five sacks. I would say maybe not that many, but three or four I could definitely see happening, which you're right, could be a very big negative, especially if it's a fumble,
and on
a sack
road.
Fumble.
And since he looked really good, even though it was a weak O-line against
Pittsburgh, yeah.
I mean, they look really good. And that home field advantage, those guys will get crazy out there.
Do you guys think Starks will help Rodgers at all? Will he help the running game help Aaron Rodgers to go against this defensive line?
The Packers have named James Starks as the starting running back. So with Eddie Lacy still coming back, I would go with Starks. I'd try to pick up Starks if he's available, and I think he's startable.
Who was the gentleman on the Detroit Lions that had to retire, the rookie running back 2 years
Mikel
ago?
LeShore.
No, it wasn't Mikel LeShore.
Not
It wasn't Kevin Smith. Whoever the other gentleman, Javon Best.
Javon Best, there you
know,
go.
So we have seen that these concussions, you know, don't always, they're not always recover that quickly, so you never know. But, yes, you go with Starks this week if you need to in your flex or whatnot, and then they have a bye week next week, so you don't really have to worry about it after that.
Now looking on the other side of the field, the Bengals with their offense kind of had a tough time against still a solid Steelers defense. Now, A.J. Green bouncing back. Mm. Can't be any worse than last week, right?
No, I don't see it all. I see this is going to be – I think they're actually going to go to a more because the Green Bay is going to have to – they're trying to flush him out. You know, that defense is hungry right now, and they've actually done pretty well the past couple weeks. So I do see A.J. getting a little more hot routes and whatnot, maybe trying to stretch the field, take the pressure off him.
Well, that little guy, Bernard – impressed me a lot.
Giovanni Bernard.
You know, you just dump
speed.
It off to him
speed,
and let
baby,
him do his
right?
thing.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. You know, the law firm will get the ball, you know, in the meet, and then you give Bernard the ball out when you're open and try to get the big yardage with him.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the law firm, Ben Jarvis, entered the season as the starting running back for the Bengals. Has Giovanni Bernard overtaken him?
No, but he will.
Still.
He
Not
will.
Yet.
He will.
Not yet. I mean, a lot of those big plays that Giovanni Bernard is getting is – you know, those are breakdowns in the defense. It's something that Andy Dalton and the center are noticing when they're out there. It's not all just him. I mean, And they got some amazing running backs. They got some good tight ends out there too. Who, I mean, if you don't have, if no one has a Eifert, I think his name is, pick him up. He's looking good out there. Jermaine Gresham is really not the, he's gonna get a lot of, you know, single coverages, and you know, if Eifert can beat them one on one, he's like a basketball player out there. He'll do great.
Yeah.
I agree. They also said Jermaine Gresham was going to block a little bit more this year, probably because they were able to add a person like Tyler Eifert.
I see Bernard, to answer your question, Carlo, is more of like a third down back, kind of like a Woodhead in San Diego.
Sproles, like a Sproles.
Sproles, yeah. You know, he's a little guy. He can't, you know, first down, you're going to give it to him. He's not going to go anywhere.
And again, Ray Rice still hurt. I think you pick up Bernard Pierce, put him in your back pocket.
Oh, definitely.
Looking to the next game, Detroit at Washington, D.C. Matt Stafford versus RG3. Mm. I think this is going to be a game decided in the air, which is good stuff for
That's
fantasy owners and just for football fans overall, right?
I agree. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Now, RG3, there was focus on limiting his running game. And we've seen in the second halves of the last two games, because DC or the Redskins or the racists have had to come to play from behind in the first two games. And that's where RG3 has been racking up his points. Are we going to see that again?
I think so. I think Detroit's offense, without Reggie Bush, is going to be behind as well. Matt Stafford is comfortable. This is one of the worst passing defenses in the league. I believe they got your team negative points if you actually started them in fantasy too.
I mean, RG3 seems stubborn enough to not listen to Shanahan and not listen to the media about his knee and just run it every other play.
He's got that big old knee brace on. They got to get that thing off of him here soon because he can't move. He's not moving like he used to. Like, that's what I want to see out of him. Pierre Garçon, though, he's going to be a good starter. And Lance Hankerson might be a great backup for anyone who needs a wide receiver who's gone down recently. Definitely.
Yeah, Leonard Hankerson has been getting a lot of attention, a lot of targets from RG3. Look for him on your waiver wire if he's still available. Megatron. No need to talk about him, right? I mean, he's going to have another solid week.
Yeah. They're going to have to go to him more.
Yeah.
Because no Reggie Bush.
Now, you mentioned Reggie Bush. Jacques Bell is backing up Reggie Bush. Make sure you look for Jacques Bell in your lineup. Is that confirmed Reggie Bush is out?
You know what?
Actually, I think it's not confirmed. I have him on my team.
I'll look up real quick.
He's day to day.
Okay.
Yeah, but at least they say he didn't tear anything, and it looked bad when it first happened. But boy, is he explosive! He's on my team too. I want him to do so good.
I know, right?
I'm excited.
Yeah, week one, he just
Unfortunately, these are one of the things that get you down. Such as I had Shane Vereen on a couple of fantasy teams, and he has a great game, and then bam, he's out till week 11. So hopefully, Reggie Bush isn't like that.
Yeah.
AFC West matchup: the Raiders at the Broncos. Well, why are we talking about the Raiders in a fantasy show?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
Well, we had to dust them off and pull them out of the closet.
Yep.
They were hiding in the closet. Now we got them. Now we got them going out and put them on the spotlight.
But with Denver, I mean, they'll go back in the closet.
They probably will. But we, it's okay to bring them out every once in a while. So who should we start? We start with McFadden. McFadden should be leading the way.
He's healthy.
He is healthy.
And I think who does he have to thank for that? His own quarterback, Terrell Pryor. With the run game, the option game, Terrell Pryor has been forcing the physical defenses to divert some attention away from McFadden. And as a result, he's a little bit healthier for now.
Yeah, I like Pryor as a quarterback there. You know, the Raiders have kind of had a bunch of old, slow pocket quarterbacks. That's not who they are. You know, they're kind of that mean, rugged mentality. It kind of seems like Pryor fits them really well.
It's funny. Everybody wanted a change from Al Davis. But Al Davis had some very good principles in his system, and one of them was speed.
Yeah.
You know, speed kills. And with Pryor back there, Carlo, like Carlo just said, it really does take away a lot of the pressure from McFadden.
Definitely.
What I'm keeping an eye on, though, I think we can all agree this game is going to be a blowout early.
Oh, yeah.
Peyton Manning and the offense is just going to cut down this Raiders defense. So that's going to force Terrell Pryor to have to throw the ball. And last week, 126 yards against the Jags, 217 against a bad Colts pass defense in week one. Maybe Terrell Pryor is not going to have a great game in the air.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to start him if that's what we're talking about, you know, starting Terrell. But, you know, it's something to keep an eye out as the weeks go on. Maybe you got a quarterback down and you're thinking, hey, who am I going to start?
Running quarterbacks get you more points. Right. It's just how it works. But Denarius Moore, though, is a nice matchup
because,
I mean, they're going to fall behind early, and that's just what Denver wants to do to you. They want to make you fall behind early. So get Denarius Moore in there. I mean, we still don't have Champ Bailey yet, and Pryor's going to have to throw like 40 times. So let's see how this works. I like him.
Who is the speaking of going up early, and Peyton will just probably destroy that secondary. Who is the safety that Tyron Branch just got injured as well for the Raiders, and that's pretty much a Pro Bowl.
Is that the one that
came
off? Oh no, okay.
No. He's a second year, third year player.
Okay,
but that hurts.
Who's the one that got off the bad injury in college, and he got drafted?
You're right. That's their first round.
He was
corner.
A rook,
but
he's a rook now.
You know, that's one person on one side. This safety is a little more important. But you're right.
Yeah.
That'll be someone that actually it'll be a good game for him because he'll have to either go up against Thomas Decker or Welker in the slot.
Yeah.
Oh man, so,
have fun
right?
With that
that's
rook.
Not fun. I know, right? Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, where do we lay off there? And then what about Denver's run game? What are we thinking about over there?
I'm curious about Denver's run game. I see a little struggle for them, aside from getting a lot of carries in the second half, killing the time.
Very good. That's my point, yeah.
But the Broncos have some problems on the offensive line.
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Ryan Clady going to the IR because of the Liz Frank injury. That's less protection for Peyton Manning and even less productivity for the run game.
As a Seattle fan, as is my brother Ryan, we are still holding our breath on Russell Okung, who's our starting left tackle. And Clady was a starting left tackle in the Pro Bowl for the AFC. Okung was a starting left tackle for the NFC. So, you know, if he goes down, we will definitely feel Denver's pain. And it really hurts. And like you said, the center already went down, so you can't lose offensive linemen, especially all-pro offensive linemen.
Yeah, and Peyton being a pocket QB with no legs, that could hurt him. But I think, you know, Bailey, you said he's got those three great receivers that'll make nice routes.
Hot route, hot route, hot route, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think Peyton will he'll come through.
No.
And before we get to our final notes and our final segment of the show, Gronkowski 50-50. Do you guys think that Gronk plays in week 3?
No.
He needs to.
I think so. Yeah, I'll go yeah.
You think he needs to, Ryan?
Go out there.
Ryan?
I definitely think he needs to play immediately. He needs somebody to just have a check down to.
You mean Brady needs someone?
Yeah, Brady needs someone immediately. Give him a check down. Give him something that he loves out there. Amendola's hurt now. He's gone and you know, those rookie guys are just not really they're not on sync yet. They will. They'll get there, you know, after Thanksgiving.
So your team's 2-0. You just had 10 days off, or you will have 10 days off. You really want to, rush an injury, injured player back in the lineup, Ryan?
No, I mean, they are 2-0, so you are right about that one.
Not necessarily right.
Come on, Ryan. You got to stick up for yourself.
I shouldn't have said that.
Well, 2-0 is so nice to start out. I mean, if you're 0-2, you have 0% chance of getting into that playoffs. 2-0, go ahead. Wait, Gronk, if you need to. But they got to get something out there soon. Brady's just going to be complaining and whining like we've been seeing him do. And nobody wants to see that. It's less fantasy points.
As a fantasy owner of Zach Sudfeld, I'm very curious to see what Gronk can do when he comes back to take that pressure off Zach. You know, I have no idea if Zach's a good blocker or not, but I want to know if Gronk can take that pressure off. And then, you know, then Sudfeld can maybe come into a halfway role of what Aaron Hernandez was.
I mean, Gronk, he might be more likely to fall off of a stripper pole than actually getting on the field.
You're right.
So you might as well just throw him out there or else, hey, Sunday night I'm going out there and I'm going the poles.
All right, so going from the polls to the high five, our final segment of the show, we look at our five matchups. We give you some secrets also at the end with Sizu Sleepers, Bailey Benchum, and also little Bailey's big breakout. But first, let's look at Clay's QBs of the week.
Clay's QBs, I think that rolls off the tongue a little bit nicer than Ben's QBs. What do you guys think?
Yes, it does. We'll give you a little pat on the
thank
back.
Thank you.
Keep on telling yourself that.
Thank you. You know, my first QB to look out, Peyton, we talked about it earlier, against the Raiders, easy. Vic, KC, we were talking about that earlier. Kaepernick versus Indiana, they're at home. I think he's going to go out and, you know, prove all the doubters wrong. Stafford at Washington. Washington's horrible, so he should have a fun time with them. And Matt Ryan at Miami, same thing. Miami sucks, so, you know, have fun out there.
Definitely.
Okay, from the QBs to the run game. Bailey, your running backs that you're keeping an eye on?
Number one, our my boy Marshawn Lynch at home versus Jacksonville, enough said. Number two, AP at home versus Cleveland, enough said. LeSean McCoy at home versus Kansas City, going to be a great matchup. Forte at Pittsburgh, great matchup. I think he'll get the ball a lot. He's been very good out of the backfield receiving as well. And last but not least, Jamaal Charles at Philly. That's going to be a good one, too. That Philly-Kansas City game is going to be a lot of fun.
Looking at the aerial attack, I like Calvin Johnson, number one, especially against the worst pass defense in the NFL, the Washington Racists, allowing 6 touchdowns already through 2 weeks. A.J. Green in week 2 couldn't be any worse than he was against the Steelers, bouncing back against the Packers this week. Let's go to Demaryius Thomas. You mentioned Peyton Manning taking advantage of the Raiders' defense or lack thereof. So Demaryius Thomas will benefit from that. Then I like, let's go Julio Jones and Dez Bryant. So not too many surprises over there. Tight end game, even less surprising. Jimmy Graham, no choice on that.
Right.
Jason Witten at 2 and Tony G at 3.
Nice.
Now let's look at our final picks. Here you go. You ready for this? It's Bailey's Benchum.
Any Jacksonville player.
Are you talking about the whole season?
I might be talking about the whole season. That's a very good point, Carlo. Last week, I went with any Pittsburgh player. I think I was pretty good on that one. This week, I'm going with any Jacksonville player. And that might be the last time I ever mention that as a whole team to sit. MJD and Cecil Shorts in the flex if you need, but I actually dare you to do it.
Now, from Big Bailey to Little Bailey, Ryan Bailey with his breakout pick.
Ooh, the big old breakout pick here. We have Jamaal Charles going up against Philadelphia's defense. They can't stop anyone on that defense. Let's go, Jamaal Charles. Let's show them what you're worth. You were like a top 5 pick. Let's do this, Jamaal.
So, Jamaal.
Jamaal Charles for the Chiefs. And for my Sisu sleepers, check him on the waiver wire if he's available. He's actually owned in almost 80% of leagues now. I'm looking at DeAndre Hopkins, the wide receiver 2 for the Houston Texans.
I like him.
Andre Johnson, concussion last week. Still questionable for the game. I have no question. He'll play. But DeAndre Hopkins took advantage of his opportunities last week with 7 catches, 117 yards, and a touchdown. Look for Matt Schaub to hit Hopkins at least once against the tough Ravens defense. And with that, guys, do you guys have anything else you want to talk about to wrap up week 3?
I think that was pretty good. I think we covered quite a bit. It was a good show.
Go Hawks.
Go Steelers. Go Clippers. Go Dodgers.
Shut up, boy. Go Hawks, though.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on another edition of the LA Fantasy Freaks Week 3.
Good luck this week.
Good luck, guys. Ben, get better.